You know how sometimes stuff is just annoying? I have the best cold opens. Tell me I don't.
Your daily Lex.
So as you know, we finished our Misery run. And after the show, the director couldn't come to the last show. He came to 3 out of 4 and couldn't attend the fourth. Or really came to 4 out of 5 if you count the opening one. That was for an invited audience only. But I was fine with that. You know what I did? Elf, the directors only came, or the director only came to like 3, I think, of the 12 shows we did, which felt weird. But here, you know, coming to 3 out of 4, I got it. He had another gig. He's in a band and that band was playing for an early St. Patrick's Day celebration in a nearby town, so he couldn't attend the final show. No problem. So when the show was all over, I shot him an email and said, hey, thanks so much, you know, for casting me in the show and for this experience. I really appreciate it. Blah, blah. It was a nice little love letter. The director wrote back a nice email, and I really appreciated it. It was sweet. And then he also sent an email to the whole cast saying, hey, everybody, this was a great experience. Thank you all for doing this. The whole cast being me and 2 other people. But then, of course, the other 2 people replied on that chain. And now you're in this big old email thread where there's just the 4 of us, right? Director, 3 actors. And I've already written to the director. We've had our exchange. And now he sent this this wider reaching email. And then everybody's replying. And that's weird if I don't reply. But of course, like the show's over. What does it matter? But I felt like, you know what? I'd rather reply. So I do, which I have now done. But to me, this was annoying because I'd already sent my message to him. I had spoken to the other 2 cast members individually, but it felt weird to be the one person on the email chain not to chime in. So I had to say something, you know, boring and trite. And I found that annoying, but it's okay. Everything's fine. Nobody worry. I didn't lose any sleep. I won't lose any sleep over it. But yeah. Also, I just want to say a shout out to my son, Liam, who I'm very proud of. I'm proud of all my kids. But Liam, in this case, he wanted to audition for a musical. So he auditioned for a different production of School of Rock, a musical that 3 of us have done before. And he got called back. I don't know that he'll get cast. He very well may not. But he doesn't have a ton of acting experience. And he had to do a singing audition and dancing audition. And like, he just went and did it. And he's a, you know, 13-year-old boy doing this stuff by himself because they kicked all the parents out. But they kept him there for a couple hours yesterday. So I'm proud of him, whether he gets cast in that show or not. Auditioning for stuff is hard. And I don't know. The thing that sucks about entertainment things like that, or at least, you know, performing ones where you have to audition, is that you get rejected all the time, right? No one knows that more than me. I guess that's not true. I guess other people know it more than I do. But you know, it's the crappy part is that you can get rejected, even if you're great, right? Like you've got to match their vision. It's got to be like, it could be, are you the wrong age? Are you the wrong height? Are you the wrong look? And there's all kinds of factors that could affect your getting cast or not getting cast in a thing, which is annoying. It's just how it is. But it's always good practice to audition, even if it's a show that you don't really want to do. I feel like getting the practice in of that audition is the same reason that, like, I think people should do job interviews a lot. You don't get to do that many in life. So taking the time to take opportunities to audition for things or to take the job interview, whatever, it's good. It's good to build up that skill set. That's my take. Anyway, as you know well, as I'm sure you're looking forward to, maybe, I've been sharing songs from my new album, A Sentiment That's Almost True, available wherever you get your albums, blah, blah, blah. This next song from the album is called In Store. And this one has to me, fun story behind it. A couple fun stories behind it. One, it was definitely inspired by a song by the Maybe Giants called Sleeping in the Flowers. It sounds nothing like that song, but the song Sleeping in the Flowers is about a guy who has a crush on a woman who works at a copy shop, I think. Yes, I think it's a copy shop. And she doesn't know him at all, but he has a crush on her. He's basically in love with this woman who doesn't know who he is at all. And that kind of inspired this song, In Store. I wrote this song in college. I didn't even realize when I wrote it that it was switching back and forth between 3/4 and 4/4, but it does. So then when I was recording that in Logic on my Mac, I had to learn how to do that, which was hard. And I got it done. Liam doesn't like the way it transitions from 3/4 to 4/4. He likes when it goes back to 3/4 again, but he doesn't like how it sounds when it goes from 3/4 to 4/4, but I don't know. It's not his song. So tough crap, Liam. I'm no longer proud of him. He's ruined it. Just kidding. But yeah, this is In Store. I really like this song. And my friend and yours, Brian Warren, with whom I co-host Sorkin in it, he said that this song is beautiful. So stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Anyway, happy Tuesday. Here's In Store. Go listen to the album, A Sentiment That's Almost True, by me, Lex Friedman.
I saw her at the store while I was shopping there. I came back next week for more. shopping and the smell of her hair. I don't have a care in the world. I just want to wait for what's in store. 'Cause she's always waiting at the head of the line. And whenever I ask her, she tells me that she's doing just fine. Only she could be mine in the world. I just want to wait for what's in store with Marisa. That's what I guess her name must be. When I use checks there, she doesn't make me show ID. It's just you and me in the world. I just want to wait for what's in store with Marisa from the store. I can't imagine what I do for all the memories I store. So tell me, Marisa, do you have this in my size? Sing her lullabies. Today was our day, but she wasn't there. What could I ask the manager? Where are the fitting rooms and her hair? I don't have a care in the world. I just want to wait for what's in her. Just want to wait for what's in her hair. I don't have a care in this world. I just want to wait for what's in store. In store. In store.
Lex.